Talking Steele County Blades hockey. See if I can get this right. Nilo Ventola.
Yeah,
is that pretty close?
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Well, you're from Finland. How about you spell your name for us, just for the heck of it?
It's Nilo Ventola.
All right. Yeah. Well, I got it pretty close there as well. All right. Well, here you are with the Steele County Blades. How did you end up in Owatonna?
Last year, there's Finnish organization called Euro Edge, and they had sent Oskari Valli here a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I heard a lot of good things about the organization, and
okay,
I think this could be a good next step for my career.
All right. So when did you come to Owatonna? Like late summer, early fall? Is that your first experience in the U.S. or not?
Yeah, this is my first experience in the U.S., but I was actually pretty late. They had already played first regular season game against Kassan when I just got here. I had some things to do back in Finland,
okay.
School stuff.
All right. Well, so, yeah, got to get that stuff taken care of.
Yeah.
So you haven't been here that long. How are you adjusting to being far away from home and in America? How is that adjustment going for you?
It's been pretty easy. I mean, I lived 3 years alone back in Finland, so it's not that big difference for me.
All right.
Of course, the language takes some time to get used to, but it's been all right.
When you came here, what is your experience with speaking English then? How long have you been speaking it?
They teach English pretty well in Finnish schools, so
all right.
I've done it pretty long time.
Well, on this Blades team, there's guys from other countries as well. Is there any sort of a language barrier on the team?
Not really. I think the guys help us pretty well with everything. Like if we don't find some words or stuff, guys help us pretty well.
Now, I've always heard that one of the important parts for a goalie is to communicate to the defensemen and things of that sort.
True.
And has that been a challenge or presented any problems?
No. The communication on ice, it's usually like a couple of words yelling, like, it's pretty easy.
All right. How does this level of hockey, what kind of hockey did you play in Finland? What level or what kind of teams or travel? Just give me a little bit of that background.
Last year I played Finnish under 20 third division.
All right.
It was, I was supposed to play under 18, but then they got goalie from Czech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Czechs.
So, sure. So I went to play under 20, and I mean the speed here it's more faster here and more physical.
Okay. All right.
And I like that.
And even for a goalie then, the more physical part of things, I mean, that impacts you with those battles in front of the net and everything.
And the small rink makes it that they shoot way more in here than back in Finland.
All right, so you see a lot more shots. What got you started being a goaltender?
I started in small team back home, so they just needed a goalie, and I guess I was good enough.
Well,
I played one game, and after that, the coach said that, do you want to play every game?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how people find out they're a good goalie. You need someone in net, and there you go, and you play well. Now, why did you want to come to America to play hockey?
I think this was a good place for me to go forward.
Okay. Do you have the hope of playing college hockey somewhere? Is that in your future, or going to other countries, or what would you hope this would lead to?
Maybe. I think like year at a time right now.
Fair enough.
My goal is to go pro, like maybe back in Europe, but I don't know how.
Okay.
I've learned that like a couple of years ago, I didn't know if I would go to USA, so I just take year at a time.
Well, it's got to be eye-opening, I suppose, to learn some new cultures and things like that. What's something that you miss being here in America, being in southern Minnesota? What do you miss from home?
It's not so much the culture thing, but it's more like, because I lived alone 3 years, so I really like that.
All right.
So, I mean, my billet family is really great, and I have nothing bad to say, but it's just so that I got used to living alone.
All right.
So that aspect is fine. Is there something you miss about home, though, being here, that you just don't get enough of? Anything come to mind for that?
Not really yet. Okay. I mean, it's been so busy with ice hockey. I haven't had time to miss anything yet.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. And as far as your short time, as you say, you joined the team after it kind of already got underway. Yeah. Any volunteer things that you've done in town here, or any comments about just being in Owatonna for you, Nilo?
Yeah, I mean, the people here are really nice. It's really nice to go to the grocery store and the cashier there asks how we have played, and really nice.
Good.
And I've done volunteer work too. It's the kids here are nice.
Okay, and describe maybe your approach to being goaltender, or where you feel you're strong. Just a word about your goaltending, who you model after, or anything like that.
Anything come to mind?
I think, well, of course, I have to say Pekkarinen from Finland is...
Okay, fair enough.
But I think my strong point as a goalie is that I'm pretty confident when I'm in net. So when I get that good feel to the puck, I'm really confident, and I think I can help the team win games.
All right, well, confidence is such a big thing. Nilo Ventola, right?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, good. Well, I hope I get to call that a lot. I know there are multiple goalies, of course, for the Blades, but Nilo, I appreciate your time, and it was success to you on the season ahead.
Yep, thank you.